Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The holiday hiring scams have started. Let's get more on that and the rest of the scams and spam from Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Steve. So what do people need to watch out for with these hiring frauds?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's a perennial problem every time around the holiday season. You know, these businesses like Amazon and Target hire additional workers, and thousands of workers. So a lot of scammers take advantage of the situation as well, and they make it look like that they have these fake websites where they look like they have these holiday jobs, and you have to fill out this information, and unfortunately, the information they're asking for is information they can steal your identity with. So you just got to be very careful, Bob. And if you go to the websites directly, don't go to those links or emails or texts that you receive, because you never know when to end up going, and it could be going to a nefarious site that can steal information from you.
A lot of young people looking for work, and I was surprised to read about these numbers last year. Econ artists made about $210 million off of young people under 20, way up from an estimated $8.2 million in 2017. That's because young people are the ones online and on the phones all the time, right?
Yeah, they're on the phone online, and they believe everything. Just as we were kids, Bob, one time we thought we knew everything as well. And yeah. Unfortunately, these kids today don't have the information at their fingertips to do the research on companies. So it's important for parents to instill this information into your children, not to click on those links and to check out the offers and companies with other sources.
We're hearing that bank impersonation is now the most reported text message scam. So these are supposedly messages from your bank asking you to click on a link. Is that it?
Yes, Bob, exactly. The FTC came out with their new analysis. As you said, their number one scam is text message scams. You know, $330 million was lost from consumers last year, which is double from 2021. So, yes, they're basically telling you something's wrong with your account. You need to click on this link. It's been deactivated, or your money has been taken out. X amount has been taken out of your account. They kind of make that sense of urgency, Bob, that, oh, something's wrong with my account, and I've got to get to it. And basically, they're sending these texts to everybody, and you happen to have that bank's information that they're sending on. So how do they know what bank I bank? Well, they send it to everybody, the same bank, and they're hoping they do get a customer of that bank to click on that link. And so, unfortunately, the scams are increasing. But the FTC reported the other scams related to texting as free gift. Anybody giving you a free gift on a text is a scam. And offering a cell phone carrier retailer, that seems to be a number three on the scam. And fake claims of package deliveries. I received one yesterday myself, Bob, and you can get them all the time as well. Mm-hmm. And mystery shopping seems to be popping up. That's number five on the list with the FTC on fake texts. So don't believe those texts. Don't click on those links. And if you think it's coming from a legitimate source, go to that site directly and check with them first.
And don't believe the offer for free solar panels, I guess, huh?
Well, there's good companies out there, Bob, but then unfortunately, there's some bad actors who are ruining it for everybody else, and there seems to be a little bit of a marketing push on these free custom solar panels, and that's all you do have to fill out these applications, this credit application, and guess what? All that information that they need to steal their identity is in there. So we're seeing reports of the Better Business Bureau scam tracker. The key to this is dealing with legitimate companies. So what I mean by that, Bob, is doing the research on the company before falling for these advertisements, and you'll see that there are great companies in our areas, and there's unfortunately some scammers, wherever they may be, across the world somewhere, trying to take advantage of consumers. So doing the research on the companies and never do the high pressure sales tactics. Fall for that because legitimate companies, Bob, want your money today. They want it tomorrow. They want it next year. The scammers want your money in 30 minutes or less.
We talked about this a little bit last week, and we got an email from one of our listeners about this the scam where it's a Facebook post, and it's about somebody who was killed. What can you tell us about this?
Well, these are these scams that are appearing on Facebook and other sources where they want you, it's a private message you receive from somebody you know, and it says, somebody died, check this out, and they want you to click on that link. And unfortunately, it's not coming from your friend. It's coming from your friend whose account has been hacked, and that link can put spam and malware on your computer as well. So anytime you get those crazy messages, even if it's from a legitimate friend, like see who died or see who was killed or who'd been murdered, whatever it may be, they just want you to click on that link and think it's coming from you. It's got to be a good source. And unfortunately, usually the account's been hacked. So call that friend up or send them a separate email or message and ask them, did you send this out? And 99 times out of 100, they didn't. Mm-hmm. Don't click on those links because, Bob, when you click on them, you actually never know where they go and what they do to your systems, and it can do damage to it.
The listener who emailed us said they wanted to block it and report it, but they were having trouble doing that. You can always report things to the Better Business Bureau, but can you block those messages?
Every carrier is different. They do have blocking mechanisms on there. Just never respond to them in any way because you never know, if you respond to it, what's going to happen. They think it's a live link as well or a live person mm-hmm. behind that
right.
transfer. But always block and call. You know, Facebook has those sites where you can report those messages that there's spam or malware in it. But again, this is coming from your friend. Don't believe it if it's sensationalism.
And if you want to watch the local high school game of the week, we'll be aware of sports streaming scams. How are these working?
Well, Bob, you never think this would happen, but unfortunately, since the pandemic, a lot of the schools put their events online now for streaming for their parents and grandparents all over the world, but the scammers have found a way to capitalize this. So basically, they create these advertisements that they have the streaming service for these games. When you're looking it up online, you happen to get theirs first because it may be an ad. And basically, the ad is asking for your credit card information for the watch this game, and it's actually not from your school. You think it's from your school. It's not. So that's how they're stealing your some are asking for Social Security numbers. Hmm. That we've seen at the Better Business Bureau scam tracker as well. But research the website first and talk to the school or go to the school's website and go through that way. And because the scammers, they don't stop, Bob, as you've seen it. They just go to every type of industry, and even the schools are going after now.
Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure. Have a great day.